Why would Israel strike in Doha? Now, three possible reasons come to mind. Reason number one, Israeli intelligence must have picked up some intel that Hamas was deliberately dragging talks to squeeze out more concessions. That's why, by seeing an opening, Israel decided to strike. Reason number two, now it could be that the Hamas negotiators in Doha were the very people Israel views as the masterminds of the October 7th attack. From Israel's perspective, this was a rare chance to eliminate them while they were within reach. And since Trump's negotiations plan already includes forming a new non-Hamas Palestinian authority, Israel might have calculated that removing these figures would not derail the talks. They could continue without them. And the third reason is, Israel never really wanted any kind of ceasefire plan in the first place, because negotiating with Hamas is like restarting the whole mess and give Hamas and Palestinian extremists a chance to restart, regroup all over again with a new approach. And already Israel has a plan to relocate Palestinians in Gaza to places like South Sudan. I have a video on it. Watch it, you will understand. So the point is, for Israel, instead of negotiation, remove the threat once and for all. They are like, let's neutralize these leaders and relocate Gaza people, and everything in Gaza Strip has to be done and dusted so that the root is destroyed once and for all.